Gusty winds and dry conditions that drove the Caldor fire for the first time ever over the Sierra Nevada Ridge towards Lake Tahoe have faded. A reprieve for firefighters bracing to protect homes in South Lake Tahoe and surrounding communities. While the red flag warnings are over, officials warn light winds are likely in some areas and the forest is still extremely dry. Jake Cagle, CAL FIRE Operations Chief, warns the Caldor fire is nearing the South Lake Tahoe power grid.
We're staying parallel with the fire, but we're pushing it over into the power line grid where we do have dozer line. So they're working that. So the fire's edge is going to, looks like it's going to continue to work up towards the power grid. But again, we have dozer line there. We have crews gainfully employed working this area and being aggressive and staying as direct as possible. When I say direct, that means right on the fire's edge. That's our best tactic.
The fire is pushing on several fronts, threatening multiple communities. Kirkwood, Christmas Valley, Desolation Wilderness, and Lake Tahoe. The fire still threatens at least 33,000 homes and structures. It's grown to more than 210,000 acres. An estimated 48,000 people have been evacuated from California and Nevada. More than 4,450 people are helping to battle the blaze, and they now have it 25% contained. More repopulation is occurring in and around Grizzly Flats. Rockley Uplander, incident commander for CAL FIRE, says firefighters continue to work aggressively to protect homes and dwindle down the flames.
There was 150-foot flame that was in there, and they were able to get into that fuels treatment that was done, and the fire behavior dropped to about 15-foot flames, and the fire engines and the crews got in there and took active, aggressive approach to suppress the fire and prevent any structure loss in there. And that's the kind of work we see around the entire South Lake Tahoe area. And that's those efforts of all the agencies working together.
Firefighters have been ferried by boat to protect cabins at nearby Echo Lake, while three of the region's largest ski resorts, Heavenly, Kirkwood, and Sierra at Tahoe, brought out snowmaking devices to hose down buildings. Evacuation orders for South Lake Tahoe and communities around the Nevada side of the lake in Douglas County remain in effect. There's no timeline for when they'll be lifted. Cities as far as Reno are providing shelter support for evacuees. Douglas County Sheriff Daniel Coverley says people don't have to wait for an evacuation warning to leave.
If you feel uncomfortable and want to get organized and get out, you can do that, and we encourage you to do that. Stay patient. These guys are doing a great job, and I think we're in a good spot. So as soon as I can get you back into your homes, I will.
Meanwhile, about 65 miles to the north, the Dixie Fire continues to grow in five counties: Butte, Plumas, Lassen, Tehama, and Shasta. It's now scorched nearly 860,000 acres and remains the second largest fire in California history. Firefighters have it 55% contained. They've opened Highway 36 and lifted evacuation orders in the area. The fire is contained in and around Susanville. They're in mop-up mode in the southernmost part of the fire that was feared to threaten the city of Paradise, which was destroyed in the deadly 2018 Camp Fire. New evacuation orders were issued east of Highway 395, though. In all, California reports more than 5,300 firefighters remain on the front lines of 16 major wildfires in the state. More than 57,500 structures remain under threat. Wildfires have burned more than 1.9 million acres in California. I'm Christina Onnested, reporting for KPFA.